The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and we're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, Ozzie and Harriet, Card Tricks, originally aired January 23rd, 1949.
Look at all the sandwiches.
I don't touch those. They're for the party this afternoon. Ozzie, stop eating those olives. There'll be none left.
Well, they're good. I don't know why you're getting so mad anyway. I'm leaving the pimentos on the plate. Your buffet looks beautiful.
Oh, of course it does. The solid silver with beauty that lives forever is international sterling. And put down that stuffed egg.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. There are signs of activity at 1847 Rogers Road, where the Nelsons live. Harriet, busy as a beaver, scurries through the house putting things in order. In the living room, Ozzie, husband and helpmate, keeps the boys out of Harriet's way. Or could it be vice versa?
Say, what's Ozzie doing anyway?
What? He's got a deck of cards and some sort of a book.
Oh, I see. It's a book of card tricks.
Take a card, David. Any card at all.
Okay, let's see. I'll take this one.
No, not that one. Any other card.
Take the one sticking out in the middle. He keeps pushing it at you.
Okay, now I'll take this one.
Eight of spades?
That's right, Pop.
See, David, that trick is what the book calls forcing a card on a person. The eight of spades was the card I wanted you to take.
Well, that's what I figured when you poked me in the eye with it.
Can we go now, Pop?
Oh, don't you want me to do a couple more card tricks for you?
Oh, sure, Pop. It's just that some of the kids are waiting for us.
We're supposed to play basketball.
Well, just one more, though, huh? This one's a beauty. This one on page 65. No, don't peek at the book. Now, as you know, there are 52 cards in the deck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, 20, 25, 28, 30, 35, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52. You saw them all. 52.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Ricky, pick a card. Any card at all.
Look out for your eye, Ricky.
Okay, I got one.
Now, tear up the card.
Tear it up?
I know what I'm doing. Tear it up. Now, throw the pieces in the fireplace. Good. Now, I counted out the cards, and you saw there were 52. Ricky has taken one card and torn it up, or so it would seem. But when I count them out, there will be... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, 20, 25, 8, 30, 33, 37, 40... 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51. David, would you get me another deck of cards, please?
What's that one called, Pop? Forcing a person to tear up a card?
No, it worked perfectly last night.
Can we go now, Pop?
Well, of course. I was just trying to entertain you a little.
Why don't you do some tricks for Mom? She doesn't play basketball.
Well, your mother's busy making sandwiches and things. Well, that's okay, fellas. You go ahead.
Come on, Ricky. We're late.
Harriet! Harriet, where are you? Harriet! Come on. I know you're in the house. Oh, yes. Harriet, take a card.
Oh, I'm awfully busy, dear. The house is an absolute mess, and the girls will be here at 3 o'clock.
Well, you don't have to stop working. Just take a card. Come on, any card at all.
Okay.
Now, put it back in the deck. Now, I shuffle the cards. Cut them? What was the card you selected?
10 of diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you look at the top card, please?
All right. Why, Ozzie, that's wonderful. You fooled me completely.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be the 10 of diamonds, and it's the 4 of clubs.
It's pretty clever. It's a little very clever.
If you'll pardon me, dear, I have so much to do.
No, just one more, huh? This one is called Forcing a Card on a Person. Now, take a card, anyone at all.
Oh, my eye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll get it, if I can see it.
Hit you in the eye.
Hello?
Hello, Harriet. It's Mother.
You try it again. Now, take another card.
Hello, Mother. How are you?
Fine, dear.
You
how are you?
Seen this. Here, take a card. Now,
I'm talking to Mother.
Yes, I know you are, dear.
I was talking to Ozzie.
Oh, it sounded like you said you were talking to Mother.
Well, I was, but I was talking to Ozzie.
Here, now, any card at all.
Pardon me, Mother. Ozzie, stop it.
Shall I call back later, dear?
Mother, Ozzie's doing card tricks for me.
Here, now take a card.
Just a minute, Mother.
That's it. Now put the card back, but remember it.
What card did you get, dear?
The 10 of clubs.
Harriet, you told me the card.
I told Mother.
Now, take another one.
What's that, Mother?
I didn't say anything.
You would? Oh, I know he'd be delighted.
What did she say?
She wants to know if you'll come over and entertain her this afternoon. Mother loves card tricks.
What?
Harriet, I said no such thing. I'm not going to be your husband's sitter.
Well, go ahead and talk to your mother. I want to practice this a little more. David, Ricky.
This is the afternoon you're having the girls over, isn't it, dear?
Yes, Mother, at 3 o'clock.
That's what I thought. And I'm happy to tell you, you couldn't have picked a better day. I looked up your horoscope, and today is your day to meet people. You're bubbling over with personality.
Well, that's nice to hear, but frankly, I think I'd bubble a lot more if I could get Cardini out of the house.
Who, dear?
Shuffles Nelson. Better known to us as Ozzie. He's been pick-a-carding me to death all day. Somebody gave him a book of card tricks for Christmas, and unfortunately, he's just discovered it.
Well, now, dear, you don't want to hurt his feelings. If you want Ozzie out of the house, I'll give you a formula I used to use on your father. It got him out of the house every time.
Well, go ahead. I'll try anything.
It's just ordinary psychology, but it always works. Just tell him how nice it is having him around the house.
Is that all?
No. Then you ask him to help you with a few things.
And that's all there is to it?
No, not quite. Now, this part is very important. Step back and make sure the door is open.
Well, thanks for the advice, Mother, because I've got a million things to do.
I know what a nuisance it can be having interruptions when you're getting ready for a party.
Yes, well, thanks, Mother. I've got
men
to finish.
Men just don't realize when they're in the way. They aren't as sensitive to those things as women are.
You're right, Mother.
It works every time. Say you want one thing, and they'll do the other.
Yes, Mother. Well, I really have to finish
my... Really clever, isn't it? But it's reliable. Just say the opposite. Am I holding you up, dear? If I'm keeping you from your work, I'll get off the phone.
Well, frankly, Mother... No, not at all. Keep right on talking, Mother.
Okay. Goodbye, dear.
What did your mother want?
Oh, she just called me up to tell me about my horoscope. According to Mother, this is a good day for me. The tea party will be a tremendous success.
Oh, good for you. I sure get a kick out of your mother in that astrology book. Pick a card, Harriet.
Oh, Mother. You know, dear, it's awfully nice having you around this afternoon.
What'd you say?
I say it's awfully nice having you around.
Well, after being married 13 years, I'm glad to hear you finally say that.
I mean today in particular, dear. You're such a steadying influence. You're so much fun, too. Here, let me hang this dust rag over your arm. And not many women have such a wonderful husband. Let me lean this mop against you. You're certainly...
Where's my coat? I know what you're up to.
What do you mean, what I'm up to?
Harriet, your mother's a fine woman. But when it comes to psychology, she should stick to being a fine woman.
What are you talking about?
I know what you're trying to do. She told you to try a little psychology on me, but it's not going to work.
Oh?
You know I know reverse psychology. You pretend you want me around the house, so I'll leave. That's reverse psychology.
Oh?
But, knowing that I know reverse psychology, you try reverse psychology. You see, you say you want me inside, so I'll think you want me outside. Actually, you want me inside. But thinking you want me outside, I stay inside. But I'm going to fool you. I'm going outside.
For me, dear.
I just know psychology. You can even reverse psychology, so it's triple reverse. Now, that works this way. You want me outside. I think you want me inside, but you really want me outside. So instead of staying outside, I stay... No. I go outside.
Ozzie.
Yes?
Pick a card.
Hi, Oz.
Oh, hello, Tharny.
What are you chuckling about?
It's amazing how people can go off on ridiculous tangents.
Who'd you have in mind?
Harriet's mother, for instance. A wonderful woman and very intelligent. But she got a book of astrology for Christmas, and now she pesters everybody to death with horoscopes. All this silly junk.
I'm not so sure about that, Oz. An awful lot of people believe in that stuff.
Oh, a lot of people believe in anything, Tharny.
What's your horoscope for today?
Well, she didn't tell me mine, just Harriet's. This is a very good day for Harriet. A lucky day. Oh, pick a card, Thorny. Any card at all.
Let's see. I'll take this one. Funny she didn't tell you your horoscope.
Now, put it back in the deck. That's it. You mean maybe mine isn't so good for today? Unlucky day or something?
Yeah. Well, naturally, she wouldn't tell you. She wouldn't want you to worry.
If this were a dangerous day for me, Harriet wouldn't let me out of the house, you see. She'd insist...
Something the matter, Ross?
Well, come to think of it, she did try to keep me in the house. She even used reverse psychology.
Then what are you waiting for?
Oh, Thorny, those horoscopes are a lot of silly nonsense.
Maybe yes and maybe no. I happened to look mine up in a book one day, and it said a relative will cause you financial worry.
Well?
That same afternoon, I got a letter.
From a relative?
Uh-huh. Uncle Sam wanted $55 more income tax.
Wait a minute, Thorny. It just dawned on me. Harriet wants me to stay in this afternoon, and for a very good reason.
Well, sure, your horoscope.
No, this has nothing to do with horoscopes. She's giving a tea party this afternoon. Of course, I should have thought of it. She wants me to entertain with my card tricks. Oh, by the way, what happened to the card you picked?
You put it back in the deck and shuffled it.
Oh, we got to talking here. I forgot which one.
That's it, right there.
Well, how can you tell?
I can still see the dent you put in it with your fingernail. Get back in the house, Oz, please. I'm worried.
Ozzie, what are you doing back? I thought you'd gone for the day.
Oh, Harriet, I couldn't leave you in a lurch. I'm back to lend you a hand.
Oh, but honestly, dear, I don't need one. I'm doing beautifully.
Oh, Harriet, never mind the psychology. Why didn't you just come out and say you want me to entertain with my card tricks?
Your card tricks? Oh, Ozzie, really, dear, you wouldn't want to do your tricks for a lot of women. We wouldn't appreciate them.
Harriet, if you don't want me in the house, just say so.
Ozzie, I love you dearly, but I don't want you in the house this afternoon.
You know, reverse psychology. When will you learn that I'm wise to that? You say you don't when you do.
Okay, dear, I'll confess. I hate to impose on you, but do you suppose I could coax you to do a few card tricks for the ladies this afternoon?
Just as I thought. Of course I will, dear. Here, pick a card.
Oh, my eye.
Do you suppose... Could Thorny be right about Ozzie's horoscope? Or is he just jumping to conclusions?